Our scripture from Luke today is pretty amazing. It shares with us the power and authority of Jesus. This is one of the rare times Jesus is so bold to say, today this scripture has been fulfilled just as you heard it. And that seems to be what we focus on in this scripture, Jesus' authority and power. I think we may be missing the mark to not fully be paying attention to the passage that Jesus read and then proclaimed fulfilled. Jesus read, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has sent me to preach good news to the poor, proclaim release to the prisoners, recovery of sight to the blind, to liberate the oppressed, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Five things. This is just the beginning of Jesus' ministry. This passage is like a roadmap or a to-do list of Jesus' ministry. With all his authority, Jesus is telling us, Christ followers, our focus in ministry, our purpose. He is giving us our to-do list. Jesus was creative in his ministry. He used story to teach us how to live in a kind and compassionate way. He walked on water. He raised the dead. He ate with unlikely characters. He talked to women. He even healed on the Sabbath. All these things are creative and out of the box. During this series, we will be exploring creativity for a couple of reasons. First, Jesus was creative in bringing his message of hope and healing. From the beginning, God gave us the freedom to be creative. And as a congregation, we are at a crossroads. A very exciting crossroad. It's time for us to be creative. You might be wondering why we have a children's table and an easel as our focus today. Well, here's why. Children are creative. They are uninhibited in their creativity, and I am hoping we can learn from our children how to rekindle our creativity. Creative without our own stuff holding us back. Today, the children are creating something out of a simple dot. Almost something out of nothing. And I can't wait to see what they dream up. Sometimes as adults, we prejudge our own creativity and forget how to dream. So I thought I'd share with you a poem by Martha Graham, and the poem is entitled, "There is Vitality." There is vitality, a life force, an energy, a quickening that is translated through you into action. And because there is only one of you in all of time, this expression is unique. And if you block it, the world will not have it. It is not your business to determine how good it is, nor how valuable, nor how it compares to other expressions. It is your business to keep it yours clearly and directly, to keep the channel open, whether you choose to take an art class, keep a journal, record your dreams, dance your story, or live each day from your own creative source. Above all else, keep the channel open. We were made to be creative. We were made to be creative in our ministry as we boldly step into this crossroad. I'd like us to dream of creative ways we may serve the people of our city. I wonder, what is God calling us to do next? How many more lives might be changed because of this church and all of you, this congregation? How has our text informed us of the answers? Well, let's look at our to-do list again. Our first one, preach the good news to the poor. Our second on the to-do list, proclaim release to prisoners. Now, we might think that means people in jail, and it does. But it also means people who are locked in cages within themselves, trying to get out and be who they are, who haven't quite gotten to know God yet, and let them be released from their pain and suffering. Number three, recovery of sight to the blind. Again, we're not looking at this differently abled in a negative way. We're talking about people who are blind to kindness and compassion and who need to learn these things so that they might be a part of the common good of God's kingdom. Number four, liberate the oppressed. Number five, proclaim the year of the Lord, which means the year of Jubilee and restoration. Jesus was bold in his proclamation. Today, this scripture has been fulfilled. Let us be bold in our ministry as Jesus instructed us to do. As Martin Luther King Jr. once said, we have before us the glorious opportunity to inject a new dimension of love into the veins of our civilization. Amen.